Proclamation number 6661 of 4th of October, 1956. Struggling for firm faith. God's presence. In the realization of your own adversity, it will not be difficult for you to put yourselves in your fellow human beings' position of need, and your will to help them will grow, just as you now know better the means which will also help them out of their adversity. Therefore you, too, must occasionally be affected by hardship of all kinds so that you will eagerly participate in helping your neighbor if he asks you for it or if his state of need becomes apparent to you. You yourselves also need earthly hardship in order to strengthen your faith in me as the one who can and wants to help you. You yourselves need this faith if you want to convincingly refer your fellow human beings to me who are in the same need. And you should strive to attain this strong faith. As long as you are in adversity, your faith is not yet strong enough, for it would no longer burden you as soon as you have handed it over to me in firm faith. Even if it had not yet been taken from you. But the confidence that I will bear everything for you which you burden me with in profound faith in me will set you free and no longer let you feel any hardship. All my efforts only go towards letting you attain this profound, unshakable faith, because you, my servants on earth, will urgently need it in the forthcoming time and then you will also be able to successfully work for me in my vineyard. Only ever regard every earthly adversity as a means used by me to help you gain strong faith. And strive for such deep, living faith, which is possible for you at any time if only you awaken the awareness of my presence in you. If you never think of yourselves as being alone but always accompanied by me, if you can also adopt the thought that I will not leave your side even in hours of greatest adversity because I always want to have an effect on you from within. That you therefore pay more attention to my presence than to your suffering. You must mentally turn to me and believe with conviction that my love and might will intervene when it is time, for I alone determine the time. I know what you are able to endure and accordingly your adversity, your earthly suffering, will also affect you, if only to be able to speak from experience if you want to help your fellow human beings in the same predicament. But how easily you could become free from all worries and suffering. For as soon as this profound living faith in my might and love fills you, you will also be released from all adversity. The fact that my adversary intervenes again and again, that he tries everything to stop your activity for me, this shall also explain much to you, for he often places conditions on me which I therefore do not deny him because I know that he will not succeed, because I know my own and want to provide him with the evidence that his thinking is wrong. And this shall be an increased incentive for you to persevere and strive for ever deeper faith. You shall defeat him and use my strength to do so. You should always know that he cannot harm you because your will is my will. And therefore do not doubt me in my love for you but accept it as so certain that you will always find help with me, whatever it may be. Always know that I am present to you, then you will also be overcome by peace if you firmly and confidently believe that I will not let anything happen to you as long as I myself am with you. And therefore you can only secure my presence through heartfelt remembrance of me, through frequent silent dialogue with me, through works of love and through the firm will to reach me as your aim. Receive me myself into your heart. For your will opens it to me, and if I myself am in you then you need fear nothing more, I myself take possession of you and also keep my house for myself. Because I still want to work in it on earth. Because it shall serve me myself as an abode until the mission is fulfilled for which you have offered yourselves to me. Amen.